Welcome back to Horizons. My special guest this morning is Dermot Walsh from the Carsaveen area. When I was chatting to you last, you were going to Lourdes. Is that something you do regularly?
I suppose it was a reluctant first year, maybe, was it 2011, I think it was, when I went. Carmel had gone originally and she said, you should try this, you know, it's a wonderful experience. And I said, okay, I'll do it once. And sure, I've been doing it every year since.
Very good.
My experience in Lourdes last week with our guests and special needs, you find you're in a church, a living church, you're active, you know, prayer and fun, if you can. We won't usually mix the two things, but the person who started that was a Dr. Strobe in England. And he, at that time, 1956, I think it was, he had a lot of patients who had calipers and suffering from polio. And he wanted to bring them someplace to experience a pilgrimage, but also with a bit of fun. And he brought them to Lourdes. And he had a difficulty at the time because the Lourdes authority said anybody who was ill had to stay in the hospital. And he was saying, no, they had to stay in the hotel because we want them to have the everyday experience. And we had that in spades in Lourdes. I mean, we had sitting down cafes, having coffee, ice creams, going in the trolley buses that go around and going for a picnic, going bowling. And then we had the spiritual side, as they call it, mass on the grass, out in the open on the prairie. And we had the Irish Mass that was held by Bishop Donal McCohen from Derry. And the theme of his Mass was that none of us is as good as all of us together. And then there was the Mass from the Scottish people that were, I suppose, managing this year's group. And their theme was, "I hide your light under a bushel." And the Archbishop at the time got up and he lit the Paschal candle and he gave the gospel about that story. And he handed the candles to the priests. Well, he was over a couple of hundred priests there who came back to each of our groups. And we all had to hold the candle and said, "I, Dermot, will let my light shine."
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Time for some music, Dermot. And in the context of Lourdes, let's have a listen to Sharon Lyne's Parkinson's Ave Maria, which Sharon would have sang many times on the Lourdes pilgrimage when she was based in Dublin.
Yours and fill me with
Dermot, you mentioned fun there. Often the church and, you know, mass and attendance at church, the fun is very absent. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, during the Lord's Week, we sent home links to the masses. Lots of families said it was a huge experience to see it. There was music, there was all sorts of, you know, presenting the gifts. I suppose my experience of a mass at one time was in Lesotho, in Maseru, where the mass took 2.5 hours. My daughter was working there as an NGO at the time. And I went out to her and she was saying, you've got to come and see this. And that was an experience in herself for saying that to me. The music and the celebration and the pageantry and the dance. They had this thing before they, as they were bringing up the offerings, there was people had danced in front with kind of these brushes that were clearing the air so that the gifts would be pure by the time they get to the altar.
Are you going to bring that into Carsfeen now? Are you going to have some of those 2.5 hours?
That's the importance of the culture, the different cultures, what we've been told about in our courses about culture and tradition and context. I would dearly love to bring those people to Carsfeen and have that experience, to hear it, to see it. It was so vibrant. And afterwards, they all went out, spread their cloths on the grass outside, and they shared what they had with one another. It was church in action for me.
Beautiful. But you think it wouldn't transfer too easily?
Well, not with the weather at the moment, Mary.
So where do we get the fun? Can we have fun in practicing our faith or in liturgy?
It's hard to know. We don't associate fun with liturgy, really. Well, it's celebration. Often strikes me as being staid, and that's what the kids are saying. It's boring, you know, and I tried to figure out what would it make difference. Now, I know we're lucky in the sense that Father Larry has an awful lot of young people involved with music.
Music is great.
And that seems to be the access, experiencing the sacraments or experience of Mass.
I suppose being part of a community is fun. You can have fun life to do with that.
Yeah. I agree. You know, the last teachers' union said that they were trying to move Christian doctrine out of the church, that we'll be going back looking at Sunday schools, which will involve activities and fun, I would hope. But that's out there in the future. Who knows?
What would your final message or word be to people listening in the context of the Lay Leaders programme?
I think for people to look at it and to see how personally beneficial it is to do the course. It takes a bit of time, it takes a bit of sweat and tears, but I have found it so rewarding. And when the opportunity comes up again, that I think, please be aware of what's there and the possibilities. And I have to say that the team in the Pastoral Centre, Francis and Father Ger, are extremely encouraging. And anytime, you know, you get into a kind of a heap, they're so reassuring, you know, slow down, we'll sort of sort it out. And they have. And I have been there, and going to Lourdes caused a backup for me in terms of doing my assignments and stuff and other aspects that I have to do. And they were very reassuring. The new millennium, we had that great show in Mill Street.
Pageant, yeah.
The pageant, yeah. And they had all the choirs, and it told the story of the life of Jesus. And this is what struck me about that was, even now, 24 years later, the theme running through that all the time was Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. So even with the way the church is going now, you can say it seems to be coming to a standstill, whereas the Holy Spirit is still present in us, in the church. You know, saying the glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, which was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be. We fail to realise that the Holy Spirit is still present, doing what needs to be done, even as it appears to us to be falling of heart, you know.
Dermot Walsh from Carsfeen now. I will call you from Carsfeen because you've been there 25 years. Thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks very much for joining me, Mary Fagan, this morning on Horizons. Just a Thought for the coming week is from Father Francis Nolan. Till next Sunday morning, when my special guest is Deirdre O'Sullivan, Killarney. Have a very good week.
Thank you.